Rock and Roll. It's Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. 24, Halloween, October 2000, and whatever year. Could be 8, 7. And tonight, of course, I got two sidekicks. I got Bella Bird and Steve Barish. And Bella Bird, by the way, has a boyfriend now. He almost came on the show, but he's the male version of the Eclectus, which is what Bella Bird is. But unfortunately, he's only he's a May 23rd he was born, but I heard that. Talking, and they should see him kiss. They really kiss a lot. But anyway, what? Trying to do a show, Bella Bird. But anyway, he's May 23rd, so he's a Taurus. And but he was chewing up my ear tonight. Now, you'll see that I have this new Indiana Jones hat on that I got from Indiana in the last episode we were in together. And Bella likes it, but she might, you know, she doesn't quite like the sunglasses. She says I look too cool. But other than that, we're here, and we've had Dr. Michael Brooks on for four episodes, two Friday nights, two Saturday nights. I'm not able to do a new show for tomorrow night, so I'll have to do a rerun, but I promise you by next week we will have the Saturday night program up and running again. So Steve Barish, we had to wake him up because he's been on siesta in Hawaii for about 6 months. But are you there, Steve?
Yes, I am, Fred.
Well, it's good to have you on the show again. It's actually good to have a show again.
Thank you.
So what's been going on in the bearish world? I know it's been you've been the voice of Pyridyn during this 2 month move that we've been going through.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah,
pleasure helping you. I've been talking on the radio about really interesting. I have that big rock that you gave me, the crystal, and it seems to be that the master crystal has got a mind all of its own. And,
that's very true. They once you remember, it's a big old mineral.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The master crystal is a big old mineral, and minerals don't have egos.
Right.
They don't really give, a crap about anything. They just pick up on energy. And if they get enough energy from one source, then they amplify it. And then they amplify it in a direction they I don't know what I could say, feel comfortable, but I would say make protection. Because I learned that master crystals don't like violence or confrontation. They don't like that.
Right.
And the way they would sense something like that being unemotional would be like two sine waves, like two sounds coming together. One maybe a beautiful symphony of Beethoven, and the other like a siren from an ambulance.
Yeah.
They would reject the ambulance sound, and they would amplify the Beethoven sound. That's about the best comparison that I could give. But when you've had, master crystals as many years as I've had, which is not that many, compared to others that I know that have had them for longer than I've been alive, they're all going to tell you the same story.
Well, I'm finding out my master crystal has got a tremendous amount of compassion.
Yeah, it does, because it's tuned into you and you have compassion.
Thank you. But the idea of it is that it's under my massage table.
Yeah.
And
it takes a lot of compassion to conduct. How many do you, 40 massages a month or something?
40, I do 32, 33 massages
a
week.
That's a lot of work. That's like working out with Jack LaLanne nonstop for a week.
Right. It's quite a lot of work. But the interesting part about it is the top of the crystal. I presume it's a generator all the way through, but the top of the crystal, as the body needs work, Fred, it's so interesting to see that shards of white light or pink light or green light will come right off the master crystal and go into the part of the body that needs it. It's so amazing to see that. As I'm working, I can remote view and watch things happen. And so what I'm noticing as I'm working with the clients is that the master crystal under the table is actually throwing light to the part of the body that needs it. Because
that's why they're white, and they're seven colors. You know, white light is seven octaves.
Yes, yes.
Very, very good observation, yeah.
Right, so what happens is that I've had people actually lay on the table and say, geez, Steve, my stomach is getting hot, or my heart is really, really opening, or, you know.
You get people with high blood pressure. I've seen this happen. They first get near a master crystal or buy one, or their blood pressure will actually increase about 10 or 15% for a day or so, and then it'll drop.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's like getting... They're crystals, you know. You know, if you look at one of these heart machines, you know, these machines that give you to keep your heart beating.
Yes.
They're controlled by a crystal.
Yes.
Not a big crystal, but a little crystal. It synchronizes a frequency that they need to keep their heart beating, because if that machine were to go off frequency, you know, its algorithms would cause a person to die. Meaning that if it pushed blood too fast out from the heart, systolic pressure, or it pulled it back, diastolic pressure, in the wrong manner, it would actually create a heart attack. These pacemakers. So they have a crystal built in them. But what happens is when you have a crystal, a master crystal, the first thing it does, it goes to your heart chakra. You know, now you've obviously got it down, if you say compassion, you've got it down to the solar plexus already, so you've gone to step two.
Yes.
But you're identifying with it. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Eventually, you'll get to the crown chakra. But it's really interesting. Most people, when they go to buy a master crystal, like there was this group, these people you sent me a while back, you said they wanted to buy five master crystals or five big crystals.
Oh, yes.
And when I spoke to them, they didn't have a clue of what it was, because they went right to the crown chakra. They couldn't identify. I spent about 2 or 3 days emailing them pictures and explaining things to them, but I saw right away that they couldn't identify spiritually from the heart chakra with the crystals, and they were trying to do that because they were hung up in the crown chakra.
Right, right, right.
People go on a crown, a quest for master crystals. They oftentimes try to do it through the head. It works through the heart and the solar plexus. And you've seen that. I know you already know this, but I'm explaining this to the audience. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay. The interesting part about it is that the crystal is extremely powerful, Fred.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to work with, and I guess the purer the crystal is, the purer the light. And
as it changes colors, it should start to get clearer pretty at some point. It should start clearing.
Well,
where it's not clear should get clear.
Right. My crystal, I wouldn't trade it for $1 million, to be honest with you. It's such a wonderful crystal. It does everything that I didn't even know a crystal could do.
Yeah, I know. And I sure remember the 2-year fight that we had.
I didn't want it. I didn't want it. Fred,
I don't want a crystal, man. What are you pushing on me? You need money? Just ask for money. It's like, no, that's not what we were doing here.
Right.
That was funny, but that was really fun. I knew eventually you would get it.
Yeah.
I was the same way.
Where are you, Fred?
Everybody knows the story of mine where I paid $80 for it and sold it for $500 and couldn't get it back fast enough.
Yeah.
And I sold it to. I wouldn't sell it for anything either.
No.
You could offer me the best Harley in the world, I wouldn't take it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's part of me.
Yeah.
It's really, really part of me. And I'm finding out, along with the Master Crystal, I mean the projectors, you become the projector and the projector becomes you. It's quite interesting.
Yeah.
You know, but the Master Crystal is, it's so multidimensional.
Oh, it is. It's, you know, if you were to go into string theory, it's all 11 levels, all 11 levels, all 11 dimensions that they show out. And why is it 11 dimensions? Because several reasons. Number one, it's growing. It's the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records would naturally be all mathematics and physics. That's why we've been doing so much in physics lately with so many world-famous physicists. We've had Michio Kaku, we've had Michael Brooks, we're talking to Leonard Susskind, we're trying to get him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to the most famous, and some of them Nobel laureates, on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And and it's all about physics, it's also about science, and when you start getting into crystals, string theory takes, you know, Michio Kaku really brought it up really good tonight. I had
mm-hmm.
him on, actually,
mm-hmm.
a couple nights, but he says, imagine this most beautiful sound. And that sound interfered, you know, in silence. It overcame silence.
Mm-hmm.
And the process of overcoming silence, it made a little geometric glitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That become a string.
Right.
And you get all these little strings. And the crystals are so full of strings,
mm-hmm.
because if you're doing Akashic records, you know, a master crystal grows at a 0.01%, 100% of its weight every 10 years.
Wow.
So your crystal is actually getting bigger. It's growing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can call it Baby Huey.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's growing because of the Akashic records. Well, that means that it's crossing dimensions, space and time, and it's quantum. It's quantum entangled to all of humanity,
mm-hmm.
all of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whereas when we work with a projector system, we're quantum entangled to our desire or our aspiration, hopefully it's an aspiration,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that you're looking for an experience to make something better or better your life. And asking for money is not a problem, you know, even though it's worth nothing in this country anymore, but still it's okay because it allows you do express yourself more on the physical plane. That's
right.
It's
right,
juice, you know.
Right.
So the master crystal amplifies that, and once you know, we've got them for sale up to, I think the most expensive one's only like $15,000, but $15,000 is nothing to once you see what they do. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And I think you know that.
Yeah, I'm trying to educate my radio following about the master crystal and having them realize how powerful they really are and how human they are.
Well, you know, in healing is nothing more than oneness with what you are.
Yes.
And master crystals, when they're underground and they get chipped by, changes, pressure,
mm-hmm.
geometric, geological pressures,
mm-hmm.
those
mm-hmm.
kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
cracked. We've got them that are cracked. They heal back.
Mm-hmm.
Got them that chipped on the front. It's
mm-hmm.
not because they got chipped when they pulled them out. They were chipped underground, and they start
mm-hmm.
healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, if you can heal a rock, if a rock has the power to heal itself, which they do, imagine what happens when you bring them out and set them in your living room or your bedroom.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah.
That healing power is intense.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're carbon-based. They're silicon dioxide, but they're still carbon-based like we are.
Right.
They send out that secret frequency that all our cells receive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're experiencing.
Well, the interesting part about it is that when it's firing, it's either going into the chakras or it's actually changing things in the body. In other words, if the area that I'm working on, let's say I'm working on the tummy area, and there's a lot going on there because the fifth brain is there. And part of the issue is that light will hit that area, and you can actually see at least I can see the molecules, the cells, the atomic structure, everything sort of churning and working and changing. And it's really interesting how things, the body is, it's just absolutely amazing.
I know.
Absolutely amazing. And there's frequencies through the body that's amazing. We were talking a couple of years ago about I had found frequencies around the eyes, and it's become automatic. I can look at the eyes and actually change frequencies in the eyes, and I've been helping a lot of people with eye trouble, so that seems to be really doing a lot of good work. But the reason I'm bringing that up is that everything in the body has got frequencies.
That's exactly what it is. Once again, string theory.
It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's the core of the atom structure. And when you look at a atom itself, we're talking things billionths the size of an atom and billion times more complex.
Yep.
and they're a billion times smaller than that. That would be like 10 to the 9th. And in physics, we go out to 10 to the 38th sometimes and with measurements and things. And it's not uncommon to go to 10 to the 30th, you know. I mean, it's like that's you know, each exponential 10, you know, is, you know, 1,000 times or a million times more than the last 10. It's exponentially more, depending on how far you are in the numbers.
Right, right, right.
And when you get way out there in the numbers, you know, you get out 10 to the 40th, 50th, you're out there to dilutions in homeopathic medicine. And that was one of the things that Michael Brooks talked about, and I, was homeopathic medicine and how these incredibly diluted poisons could turn around, you know, and whack out the exact effect that these poisons would have had they been directly injected in the body, meaning tuberculosis, any cancer, anything, you know. So it's like comparing an electron to a positron.
Right.
You have opposite particles in different dimensions that only appear under high energy conditions, like a cyclotron or a linear accelerator. But in a master crystal, it does the same thing in your body because you don't need to be a linear accelerator.
Right.
Man invented a linear accelerator because he found that principle. In this case, linear accelerator was based on the way the spinal cord works with the neurons moving up and down from the brain when cerebral spinal fluid is raised and lowered. So everything that's out there is an invention. Airplane, nanotechnology is all based on a science of the body itself. Man is not, from what I can see, capable of going beyond the science of his physical body, but somebody came along and said, well, that man is created in the image of God, so that kind of makes it unlimited anyway. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. There's so much that's going on out there and inside the body. I'll tell you, I'm noticing a lot of things changing in the body without doing anything. I think it has a lot to do with the new energy that's starting to come in, Fred.
Yeah, well, you know, I talked to Michael Brooks about Planet X because that's one of our subtopics that we're, and he told me unequivocally, and he's also getting ready to do, we were talking about LIGO, which is the gravity wave detector.
Yes.
And a gravity wave is something that if a planet, if a star, like, collapses, it sucks the energy into it. And so it sends a little wave out to us, but when a gravity wave would get here on the Earth, it would upset our time continuum. In other words, theoretically, if you're looking at your watch, and it says 6:05, and it's ticking away, and it should be, in a minute, you know, saying 6:06, it might say 6:04.
Right.
It goes back 2 minutes, because a gravity wave came by. So it set time back 2 minutes. And that sounds far out, but that's what why the different governments have set up these detectors, which are large metal bars encased in a cold environment with a strain gauge on each end, looking for gravity waves because they exist. It's really interesting.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's
so
really
fabulous. With that said, you know, when you start playing around with crystals, you're actually playing around with gravity too, you know.
Well, yeah, I think it's all interconnected.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely interconnected.
And you know, the funny thing that when I had him on the, he's one of the, you know, a lot of these theoretical guys that are world famous, you know, like Richard Feynman was, who died in 88, and David Bohm. A lot of these guys, when you really go for the core of their math, because they make their money on their math. When you throw consciousness into it, they go sideways. Michael Brooks didn't go sideways at all. He's only in his mid-30s. He's brilliant. He's going to get a Nobel Prize because of his work. I don't know what field yet. He doesn't even know, but I know he is. Guy's that brilliant. When you talk to these guys that get this stuff done, you know, and proving it beyond a reasonable doubt, which is what science does when it's real, It's really cool. It really is fun, and we've had so many of them on the show lately. It's really great.
Yeah, yeah. You were talking about cerebral spinal fluid, and a lot of people don't know, so maybe what I should do is talk about a little bit cerebral.
Yeah, go ahead, talk about it.
Yeah, cerebral spinal fluid. Hello?
Oh, are there? Yes. Dr. Fred Bell?
Yes.
Yes, had a question for you guys, health related. Basically been working on my liver for about 4 years now, just cleansing and cleansing and cleansing. I've kind of reached a point where there's a blockage that I just can't touch, and I was wondering if you guys had any kind of input.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve. You take the first shot at that, and I'll take a second.
Well, you're going to need to learn to let go a little bit more. Part of the blockage is that you're not letting go, and also you've got a lot of anger. Why do you have so much anger?
You know, it's probably just this has been holding me back for so long.
Yes, you see, liver is the, in the Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism, it talks about the liver. And the liver is the seat of anger. And what you're going to need to do is basically is love your liver. You're going to actually need to love it, hold it, hold, you know, get on your ribs and actually rub it and hold it and tell your liver that you love it. It's very, very important to do. And also you have to learn to let go. It seems like you hold on to a way, 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 way too much. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, and I've had a little emotional training, and I've worked on letting go for maybe last year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's where I'm at, I guess.
Yeah, I think Fred's got some kind of a... Fred, do you have like a liver flush or something like that that would help him?
Yeah, we have that stuff that we sell for flushing liver out. Yeah, it's on our website.
Okay.
We've got a liver cleanse product. There's several different things that we have. Have you got a nuclear receptor?
No, I don't.
Oh, that would be fabulous.
Yeah, because a lot of times with what we see today in people that have problems, you know, when we're talking here, organ problems, the chemistry, you know, putting a cleanse in chemistry-wise needs electricity. And if you don't have the electricity present in your body, which most people don't when they have a blockage, the organic part of it's not going to work because your body's electrical step before, you know, the or chemistry. So we usually recommend a nuclear receptor, which will enhance the electrical parts of your body. And it'll allow you to metabolize probably some of the stuff that you're already doing that's correct, but it's not working because you don't have the amount of electricity that you need.
And
in your case, we would use a very dark stone, you know, probably what we call a blood-colored stone. And that's what would work on your vibratory frequency in a nuclear receptor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are several different stones that I recommend. You could use a very dark sapphire. You know, there's a lot of different ones. You could use a yellow diamond. You could use, you know, there's about 10 different stones that we have that would work.
Really?
And Steve can check you out, you know, on whichever one you need.
Well, probably a really dark ruby would work.
Yeah. Yeah, dark ruby is very powerful. And what that would do is send energy from your pituitary gland down. And the pituitary gland is a what we call a tropic hormone center. And all of the glands in your body are regulated and energized from pituitary. And if the liver is sitting down, you could have the most healthy liver on the planet. But if you're not getting a certain amount of adrenal compound, you know, from the adrenal gland, the liver is not going to do anything. Not a darn thing. Because it's not, it's like, you know, you got your car and it's a race car and you're ready to go, but you got gas in the tank, everything's ready to go, but the accelerator's stuck. Best way to describe it. And I've seen that in so many people. And you sound like a classic case of probably a potentially very healthy liver with some blockage to the accelerator pedal. Because I can tell in your voice you're very strong.
The herbalist I see says I just have a lot of trans fat stuck in there.
Yeah, that's because you're not vibrating. Trans fat are metabolized by the liver, thrives on them, but, you know, it's like you got a full tank of gas, but you're not using it to run the engine. Trans fats, the liver can eat those up. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Do you eat a lot of meat?
You know, I've been a vegetarian for the last 2 years now.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous to have trans fat problems. That's an enzyme switch problem if I ever saw one. If you're not eating any meat, and if you have some trans fat problems, it's from the meat that you ate in the past. It's just hanging on. So you just need to vibrate that puppy up and get it going.
I see. So the nuclear receptor with the ruby.
Yeah, the dark ruby. There are several other stones that we use. They're on our chart on the Pyridine website. I'm just trying to think. Yellow diamond would be a little intense for you.
There's another red stone. I can't think of the name.
No, there's a. Where are our brown stones that we use? There's a bunch of brown stones. I almost don't think a brown stone's going to work because it would be popping up in my head.
I keep on seeing a red stone, Fred.
Okay, then that's pituitary. Yeah.
I keep on seeing a red stone.
They need the dark ruby. Yeah, dark ruby would be very good. You'd be surprised. I mean, I've done so many, worked with so many people since, God, the company's 34 years old, Pyridine, and we've never had a problem fixing a liver. Unless I work with, if you've got 10% of liver function left, you can fix it. 90% comes back. And you have, sounds to me like you got 90% liver function. You just need a switch to turn it on. Yeah.
That is pretty much how it feels. This liver blockage goes into a frozen shoulder.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
If that helps you guys with anything, but so I tried to narrow it down to the root cause, and now it's just been toying with getting rid of the real root.
My question to you is, do you swim?
Do I swim? No, I do not.
It would be the greatest exercise in the world for you.
Really?
Yep.
I will
loosen that shoulder right up for you.
We'll have to do that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And the frozen shoulder.
Which shoulder, left or right?
It's the right side.
Yeah, it's input.
Yeah.
Getting some negative input somewhere.
I'm going to put energy. Fred, do you mind if I do this for
me? Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to bow out for 5 minutes while you're 4 minutes while you do your thing.
Okay. What I'm going to do is open up your heart area just for a minute here. There we go. There we go. Good. You feel the energy flowing through you a little better right now?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, good. Hang in there for a minute. Good. You should be able to feel a vibration in your liver now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Hang in there. Good. All right. Your right hand, you should be able to see a light right in the center of your hand. Can you see that? If you can't see it, you should be able to feel it. Can you feel that?
There's the sparkle.
Okay. Do me a favor. Take your right hand, put it on your liver, please.
Okay.
That's it. Let your mind go. That's it. You feel feel energy coming through the top of your head now? You should feel your mind expanding. Can you feel that?
My mind is relaxed.
Yes. Good. Yeah, your liver's starting to clear now. Do you feel yourself waking up a little?
Yes, actually in a much better mood.
Yes. Good. Good. Now, would you do me a favor? I put a pillar of white light right in front of you. It's about 4 feet wide. Would you please take your right hand and put it right into the white light? It's about a foot and a half away from you. Just very slowly take your hand and put it right into the light. That's it. You should be able to feel it now. Can you feel that energy?
Oh, yes. It's very cool.
Yes. Right. Just hold your hand there. That's it. That light will stay with you for about a week.
Wonderful.
And what you can do is just step totally right into the white light. Are you standing up?
No, actually, I'm sitting at a desk right now.
Okay, would you do me a favor? Would you just stand up and walk right into that? It's a beautiful white light right in front of you. Just walk right into it, please. Take the phone with you.
Okay.
That's it. How does it feel?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Good. Well, it's lighting up your whole home at the same time, so that's good. You should feel a lot better right now. How does that feel to you? Good. Good. We were doing that, I think, last year at Fred's conference out in California.
That was amazing when you did that, the whole group.
Yeah, and so that light is standing right... That'll be there for you for about a week.
The receptor will keep it going, though.
Yeah, yeah.
The topaz, the stone I was looking at was a brown topaz, but that's... To me, I think the ruby is more important. The topaz is somebody that has a brown stone that we use. Because I looked it up, I've had a mental block on it. If I have a mental block like that, it means it's not the right stone for him.
Mm-hmm.
But people that have serious liver conditions like alcohol damage and psoriasis, the topaz, because that's a liver problem.
Yeah.
But he has a directive problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would suggest a dark ruby.
Right.
It's really frustrating when being psychic, and not as psychic as Steve, but being psychic, knowing my stones and my receptors for 33 years, or how long we've been in the business, and not, it's like having a mental mind break on the one that's for the liver, and the brown topaz, but he didn't need it. And the energy comes over me and doesn't allow me to go back on 30 years of experience day to day and pull that up because it's the wrong one. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's the magic of this company. That's what makes Paradigm what it is. It's so magical.
Yep.
It's magical.
That's wild.
And the funny thing is, in this time of depression, this depression of the market, it's all brought, the media is just feeding on this thing, the banks are... I saw a lady today. We were down at a hotel having a lunch, and this lady down there came up and says, "It's a hotel employee. I'm going to sell my 401k. That's exactly what the banks want you to do. They'll buy it out and make a ton on it. Don't sell your 401k. It's like, man, we back. If you listen to my shows in 1984, and I'm actually get some of those out in the archives and play them in the next couple of weeks on the Saturday night show I do, which is a tape show, where I talk about exactly what's going on now, is going to come, and how to fix it.
Yeah.
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 I'm not trying to blow my own horn, but it's just frustrating to see this.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you people out there, there's nothing wrong with anything. It's the government trying to mess with you, trying to take your money. I got an email the other day. The bailout was $1 trillion, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they would give 200 million Americans, which is most income earners and a few not, 200 million Americans, divide up $65 billion, everybody after taxes would have $300K. Now, would that stimulate the economy or not?
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a check for $300,000, which is only 65, that's 6 months in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a half. I would take that $300,000, I would buy stuff all over the place. Not
mm-hmm.
junk, I would probably invest in projects, and
mm-hmm.
other people could buy things, pay off their credit cards, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
$65 billion, that's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
200 million Americans, $300,000.
Yeah.
So they don't care. Come on, it's a joke. And the Federal Reserve could print that in about 5 minutes. As long as I've been talking about it, that could have been printed.
You know, it's really incredible. I'll tell you what's happening here in New York, or at least in Rochester, New York.
Yeah.
About 2 months
ago. Well, you're in Rochester. That's a little strange up there. That's where Kodak is.
Yeah.
I used to visit him.
About 2 months ago, we had a news clipping in the paper saying that they were going to put more state police up here for catching
people driving around in Cobras. Hey, by the way, are you out racing Cobras? He wouldn't get in it. He wouldn't race it. Now, he's a big chicken. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. I'll have to tell the
chicken,
story.
Man. Here's Steve Barrett. Yeah. Bring it out here. I'll blow the cobs out of it.
they said that they were bringing in state police to do something about the drugs. The drugs are very bad in Rochester.
What drug?
Whatever they use out in the streets.
You mean like your meth lab you got going or what? You got a meth lab. You got the coolest meth lab I've ever seen.
But they're not using them for that. They're using them to give out tickets.
For meth labs?
Driving tickets.
Oh, okay. Driving.
They're all over the
meth
city.
Lab, right?
They're all over the city.
Yeah.
They're all over the city giving out tickets.
Right.
Incredible. I mean, you could see 10 or 15 of them on the interstate in the city, sitting on the bridges, looking down, writing people up as fast as they possibly can, and they lied to us. Lied to us.
They all do that. I mean, how far back in history do you have to go before you realize, unfortunately, everybody praises Reagan. Reagan's the one that expanded the federal government.
Yep. Yeah.
Carter tried to shrink it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Say, it's
where the hell you been, Steve?
Yeah.
I love it. I thought, you know, your meth lab was cool. You know? God, it smells in there. I heard you blew up your first kitchen. That's why you had to move, right?
Yeah. But that's what they're doing, Fred. I mean, evidently the state needs a lot of money, and they're running up as fast as they can. Fast as they
California
can, Fred.
California made the mold on that.
Oh.
Yeah,
and
you know what it costs to run
a stop sign out here? They must be doing the same thing out in California.
Now, how much do you think it costs to run a stop sign out here?
I don't know.
$200.
Does it really?
Yeah. $200. You know what it used to cost to run a stop sign? 12.
Yeah.
I used to run them in the old days when they were 12. Why stop? $200, I'll stop way before the stop sign.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm serious. $200.
Wow.
Like $275 or something. Speeding tickets, they start about $300.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I haven't actually, knock on wood, I haven't gotten a ticket in 20 years, but a lot of my friends have, and I get the report.
Mm.
I actually drive, if I'm going to drive stupid, I drive around my driveway in Temecula. Since I got a quarter of a mile of dirt road around my house, I just drive there and just take my frustrations out.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about, you went out to the drag strip, right?
Yeah, I went out, I've got a 427 Cobra and 650 horsepower.
Yeah, now here you are, Mr. Macho Steve Barish. With your Hanukkah on, right?
Right.
You drove out to The drag strip.
Right.
Yeah. Now, how fast were the cars going in your ET bracket?
Well, they were going very, very fast. My car only weighs 2,300 pounds.
Yeah, and it weighs 600 horsepower. That equates to about low 10.
Yeah. So I took off the line, and I shifted into second gear, and in second gear it hit 100 miles an hour, and it was so fast that I took my foot off the gas. It scared the living daisies out of me, huh?
Taking a tranquilizer?
Oh, God, it was so fast. When I got out of the car, I was shaking.
You didn't take one of your speed pills that you made.
The car really scared the hell out of me.
What's your ratio of your rear end in that car?
355 to 1.
Oh, that's too high for dragsters. That's why you got to lower that puppy. You got a 5-speed or a 6-speed?
5-speed.
Okay, so you don't have overdrive.
Well, the 5-speed would be overdrive.
No, what? The 5th speed would be how much overdrive?
That's 1-to-1, I think.
No, that's not overdrive.
No.
No.
Okay.
So you need a 411 in that car.
Wow. I don't get any gas mileage now.
I'm going to put you in a 1,000-horsepower car that weighs...
Oh, your Corvette.
...with a 411 rear end with a 6-speed in it, with about a 280 low gear, and let you run that up and down the driveway. We'll start you out on our driveway.
Is that
this
the supercar?
This is a 9-second wheel-standing car.
Is that the one with a blower in it?
Huh?
Does that have a blower in it?
No, it's 540 cubic inches with a 1,250... a CFM carburetor on it.
Wow.
1250. Wow. A 13-to-1 compression, runs on 105 octane gas.
Wow.
The 105's in it, it's about 1,200 horsepower. Rear wheel horsepower about 1,000.
That's incredible.
And just in wheel stands.
That's incredible, Fred.
Yeah, anybody wants it, I got it for sale. I don't drive shit like that anymore. It's way over my head.
Yeah.
Like that motorcycle I got. I got a 200-horsepower motorcycle that weighs 500 pounds for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ride that stuff anymore. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to see you get into it.
Well, the Cobra's fast enough for me.
Well, the Cobra, probably, the way the weight ratio is probably just as quick as my car if it's driven properly.
Yeah.
What, you took an hour to get through the quarter mile or what?
It might as well have been an hour. That thing is so fast, Fred. I mean, in second gear, 100 miles an hour is just...
Yeah,
I don't know what it would do in a quarter, maybe 130, I don't know.
Yeah, 355, you know, you lower it to a 455, and then you really got something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then you only got 100 mile an hour top speed.
Yeah, if you have that.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, yeah. That's
well,
wild.
Anyway, I hope that person that called in, I didn't even catch his name. What was that, where he called from? Did you catch any of that?
No, but he was much better when he called. I asked him, Fred. He was telling me himself that I think he was a little bit on the depressed side. And by the time he left, he was pretty joyous. His voice changed, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, you do a good job on people, you know.
You know.
So it's been fun having you answer the phone while we've been moving.
Well, thank you.
We're trying to relieve you of some of the pressure. I know a lot of you out there call, and we have, we're in our second month now of moving. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's that ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much stuff, and I mean, I'm gonna have the biggest eBay auction in the world here.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that I kept stuffing it in the house. It was like a warehouse here.
Yeah.
And stuff I don't even need anymore. I've outgrown it. A lot of music stuff. And I got, you know, a lot of stuff, the science stuff, like my microscopes and all that, I need to set up in my lab out there for the X1. It was just like on a shelf. Now it's finally getting into position.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can bury yourself real easy by just not paying attention.
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Nick down in Costa Rica. And I'm calling. This is Nick in Costa Rica.
Okay.
Yeah, I've talked to you before quite a while ago. I'm hearing you guys talk about your Cobras and Corvettes, and I'm about the same age as you guys, and
You got a cane yet? Or crutches or anything?
Here I just go with 4x4 SUVs. You can't hardly find any road here that you could go on. I had a 66. I had a 66 Corvette.
Oh, that's a sweetheart car.
That's a nice car.
Yeah, first I had a 327, 350 horse, and then
yeah.
I put a 427
that's a
in it. Yeah, and I'd be afraid to drive it down here.
Where is it
you know,
now?
What's that?
Where is it now?
Oh, I don't know. That was a long time ago.
Okay.
You know, I sold it to somebody in New Hampshire near Dartmouth College for $2,500.
Oh, my God.
Are you how do you like living in hell when you reach those thoughts?
Hey, what's that?
I said, how do you like living in hell when you think about what you did? That's like shooting somebody.
Well, you know, that's all it was worth back then, and I bought a new one in 74 when I sold that. And I only paid $6,700 for it.
Yeah, wow.
And I hated it.
I sold a 53 or 54 Corvette for about $800 once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've been living in hell ever since, but go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, I heard you guys talking a little bit about the economy and all that. What do you think is going to happen? You know, I'm in Costa Rica, and things aren't so bad down here. I think I'm lucky to be here.
They're bad in Costa Rica?
No, things are pretty good here.
Yeah,
you know,
It's a money game. There's nothing wrong with the economy anywhere. They're trying to bring in the Amaro here.
Oh, well, I think they're even going to go further than that. I've heard it will be called the Phoenix, and that'll be probably 10 years away.
Yeah. Bush is, passing laws and doing directives as much as he can before he goes out of office, because he'll get big rewards, you know, from his buddies after he leaves office. But,
right.
I mean, he really doesn't need them. He's got plenty already.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, what's really sad about these guys in our government is they're ambushing their kids. They can't see far enough beyond their nose to realize they're destroying the livelihood of their children. The very people that are putting these programs together are killing their own children. And they don't
people,
see that.
The people don't understand what's going on, you know, and with what little bit of crappy news they get on TV, you know. But I'm just wondering, do you think there will be somebody or a group of people that will come along and maybe straighten things out, or are we just going to have to hit bottom and then start all over?
I believe in divine intervention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah. No. And the reason that I've had all these quantum guys on my shows, okay, these physicists, very famous people. I'm a physicist, but not like they are. These guys are good. And because the only way we're going to fix this is through entanglement, through the hologram. It says David Bohm, who died in 1991, bless his heart, another Nobel laureate, he said it perfectly. It's a hologram. People like George Bush don't see it as a hologram. They don't see it that way. You know, nobody sees it that way. We see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to fix it. It's going to fix it instantaneously. And that's what the year, you know, we always say that we're coming up to the year 2012. It's the end of the game. It's the end of their game. People don't have to be out in the streets. People don't have to be homeless. That we don't need. That's stupid. It's like I was talking about, Steve and I were talking about, give us $65 billion in this country, 200 million Americans, that's $300,000. That pulls the homeless right out of the pit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where we're going to go with it. Other civilizations, other ET civilizations have been through this, and we're coming to a time in science and consciousness where we're manifesting a connection with these advanced civilizations, and they are seeding us with technology and whatever it takes to fix it. So
yeah, I believe it will take alien intervention, and we've had a few around here in Costa Rica that people have seen, and
yeah, well, down there where you guys are, you got a little bit more consciousness flowing and a little less pollution, you know?
Yeah, and we don't have any military to shoot at them either.
No, that's true. I mean, where we live out in Escondido, we don't have any smog. The air is clear. We're on the backside of a big Marine base, but it's a different vision than Laguna Beach, which is full of smog and crap and fog.
Mm-hmm.
Different energy altogether. But I'll guarantee you, no, that there comes a time in any movie when the good guy wins.
Yeah.
And we're looking back across about 3,000 years, 4,000 years of fascism and Nazism and communism, which wasn't really that bad. Everything there was, and now it's time for the good guys to win. And that's where we're at in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of exciting to be in this time. I don't accept anything that I hear on TV.
It is,
or in the
but
news.
I hope
right, right.
Negative. I don't accept it.
I hope we don't have to suffer, and especially my 11-year-old boy. But
what do you think about that, Steve?
I think you're right about that. I just think it's all false.
Yeah.
It's all false. I think the government is just playing games with us, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Steve.
Well, I've been talking to people, because we do a lot of work in precious metals. Most people don't want to sell. Platinum was $2,400 an ounce. 6 months ago. We use a lot of platinum in our product. I went out
it's
to buy platinum
out.
Coins the other day at $800, where it is now.
Right.
No, none available. Unless you write a personal check, and then you pay a premium. You want to offer them cash, they won't take it.
Same with gold and silver.
Yeah.
Steve.
They drove it down, the banks are buying it. Oh, I got some. Believe me, I got a bunch of it, but I didn't get it from normal
mm-hmm.
source. I found
mm-hmm.
a place where to get it. And I'll use it. I'll melt it down and make projectors, and receptors eventually.
Yeah.
But because I use the stuff. But unless you have a use for it and use it and melt it and smelt it like we do, good luck. But that's
Steve.
The game they're playing out there. And in this country, the currency's no good. They'll just print another $1 trillion out like they did about a week ago to bail out the rich people in China, The people, they're actually importing troops over here now, Chinese troops, to evict people that have bought their homes and have mortgages from Chinese banks. Oh, it's pretty sad here right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. Go to GCN, Genesis Communications Network, and you'll find out a lot about this. Steve, could I talk to you for a moment?
Yes.
I've spoke with you before. I don't think you can do much with me tonight because I did have a little bit of rum.
Well, if you could do me a favor, if you could call me tomorrow night on my show, I'm more than happy to help you out.
Okay.
Okay, could you do that? I'm on at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, so.
I'll do that. I just wondered if you could tell me what I have in my hand,
What do you mean, what do you have in your hand?
Well, what am I holding in my right hand?
I have no idea.
No? Okay.
I have no idea.
It's something that, a crystal. I heard that if you hold a crystal in your hand, that it will help you a lot. No.
I use crystals sometimes to, if I'm working with somebody doing massage, and I can actually watch the crystal get dark and then light again,
mm-hmm.
From the energy going out, so.
I can notice some heat, but,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Give me a favor. Call me tomorrow night, and we'll discuss more of that on my show. Is that okay? Because we only have a
sure.
few minutes here.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Steve, isn't it great to get calls from all over the world?
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun.
Unbelievable. It's just, it's really great. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun working with your show. It's just it's so much fun. There's so much knowledge that people know, and you're really great with all this stuff. So it's fantastic.
I've been around the block. Now,
block or two, huh?
Half my life since I was 14. I know how the game works. My dad brought the London Bridge over, so I worked
yes.
with the very wealthy people in this country. I saw how they work. I wasn't part of their stuff. I'm a
mm-hmm.
self-made person.
Mm-hmm.
I never got 10 cents from my dad. My dad gave me $60 once to leave California because I was a nuisance. So I brought
mm-hmm.
a bunch of Hells Angels over to his house in Torrance because I was riding with him when I was a kid. I'm a street kid, and I have a little science in the background, and it helps. And
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I can see their game.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be a street kid,
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best way to be.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. It's the best way to do it. Everything is word of mouth, man.
So what's going to be on your show tomorrow? What are you talking about tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going to be discussing love, compassion, and harmony.
Cool.
That should help out a lot. And I've been bringing down this white light. You know that white light that I brought down at your show?
Oh, yeah. You levitated half my audience.
Yeah. So I think I had a kid, I think about 3 weeks ago, put his hand in there and it actually disappeared.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and so I just, I'm having a lot of fun with that, and it seems to be helping a lot of people, and also it's, I believe that we're changing the frequency of the planet.
Oh, we're doing a great job with that.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, I think it's wonderful. And with your stuff, my God, I mean, the projectors themselves could change the frequency.
Yeah, well, you know, like one person... I was trying to do the math on it. I think I was a little bit high, but one person with one projector probably does 10,000 people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then probably with four, we figured 1 million.
Yeah.
So four projectors, 1 million people, but then you realize there's 6 billion people on this world.
Yeah.
So it takes a bunch of people with four projectors, but a lot of people spend a tidy sum because they're not cheap to make on them. But everybody, you know, is using them, and we are seeing it. I'll have to admit, the last couple months it was a bit slow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody freaked out, but it's picking back up. People are coming back. It's like the people were afraid. They were their consciousness left them. Their immune system failed. Something
mm-hmm.
happened,
mm-hmm.
and we weren't seeing the response that we normally see to what we do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't call it a slowdown in the economy. I call it and I haven't talked about Project Bluebeam and all the stuff I'm writing in my new book, but they just kicked up the amperage on some of these satellite beaming devices that go down on people's heads. And I haven't gotten into that in my show because I don't want to talk about it until I come out with a book and I have it
mm-hmm.
all documented. But believe
mm-hmm.
me,
mm-hmm.
there is an outside influence that our government, through alien technology, reverse engineered, is doing to this populace
mm-hmm.
big time. And it's very sad. It's not being talked about, even in the New Age community. They don't know what it is. I've seen it. I'm working on it. I'm bringing it out to the public. I'm all over it. But I'm not going to do it until the book comes out.
Well, I think it's very important that people realize that that nuclear receptor is really, that can
sure.
knock it right out of the box, and people don't know that. And
that's a deterrent. These are deterrents. We are in the deterrent business.
Right.
We're going to go after the core of the problem here soon.
Right.
And it's not about violence. It's not about shooting people or getting guns out or armament. That doesn't work. Never worked.
Mm-hmm.
No uprising. It's
mm-hmm.
got to be done through the hologram because now we're on the verge of understanding it.
Right, right.
All right, put your information out. Tell everybody about your show. We're out of here.
Oh, yes. I'm on at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, Steve Barish Healing Hour. And we'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show at BBS Radio, the number one show on BBS Radio, the number one show on the Internet. We're also, I don't know if you know this, Steve, we're broadcast, we're now syndicated in England, above the ground, all
wow.
over England. The show runs later over there. I want to say welcome my English audience, especially you people in Glastonbury. I've been on the tours over there, and I look forward to coming back and meeting some of you. My email is fredbell@paradigm.com, and when you hear the shows, email me. Until next week, you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Good night.